This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay. We're trading him away?
No, but
right?
I understand everything. I'm not just trading
him
away.
No, I know you're not.
I'm getting something that can help me.
I know.
Is his skill set redundant, though? Let's think about this. High strikeout guy who bats in the 260s.
He's struggling now. Like, he was batting 290 for most of the part, but he is 260 right now. I'll give that to
and
you.
And he ended up, did the same thing last year. He was red hot, and then in last month wasn't great. Now, it's a lot of guys in the game right now. He's a good player, but is he a redundant skill set for what you have? He's going to bat somewhere in the 2 through 6 slots. Well, I've got three guys that are under massive contracts that do that. He's going to hit 20-something home runs. Well, I got three guys that do that. And he strikes out a lot. Well, I got three guys that do that. And he's a mediocre defender. So, like, that's the part I think that as I look at this and I go, the way the Giants want to play baseball – if you're going to be a mediocre defender, you better slug 35 homers. I don't think Ramos is ever going to be that guy.
I mean, in this scenario, we're talking about like a Mitch Keller, right, for the Pirates. So let's just go through Mitch Keller's career. He's going to be the hot commodity here next week when it comes to the trade deadline.
And he's got 3 years of team control after this year, and he's already under a pretty reasonable deal.
And he's having a career year thus far.
No doubt.
He's having a career year.
Last 2 months.
And again, don't look at the win-losses because he's on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And as we know, the Pittsburgh Pirates have been god-awful offensively for god knows how
long. He got a 3.5 ERA right now?
He has a 3.48, and he has a 3-10 win-loss record, 20 games pitched. It's been pretty good, right? Last year, 4.25 ERA, 31 games started. Prior to that,
which
32.
Would be better than Verlander and Birdsong from this year.
Well, that's what I like about Keller. It's not so much the ERA, because again, the ERA is the ERA. Sometimes it can be a little fugazi, just given where his offense is as a whole, right? You're going to look at Paul Skeens, and he's been incredible. He's a phenom. Mitch Keller is not that, but on this team, he'd be a hell of a three.
And he's an innings eater.
Well, that's the thing.
And on this team, we know that there is value with that.
Just going to 2021. 23 games started, 2022, 31, and then 32, 31, 20.
That's a rare thing.
Couple that up with Logan Webb, who's captain consistency. Hell, I'd argue that if I looked up all those stats, the innings pitched, Keller's probably right up there when it comes to Logan
Webb. This year he's fourth in innings pitched. And we know like guys are at different spots. Some guys have started one or two more games than others because of how the rotations shake
out. So I say that. Like, it's great, but also I'm giving up a guy that's going to be playing every single day. But again, if you're going to double down on what is the strength of this team, it is the pitching. It's not going to be the offense.
What do you think they need more of right now? Do they need Ramos's hitting or another pitcher? I'm asking sincerely. And I'm dealing this from a position of I'd like to keep him, but I know that these Luciano, Matos, Yaz trades that you guys throw out there are unrealistic.
Ideally, I would like to have another pitcher because that just gives me flexibility going forward where I could count on Birdsong or Verlander and make that fifth guy. Like, because Landon Roop as a four would be amazing. You'd feel great. You'd feel like
exactly.
If I start the playoffs now with Keller a part of this, again, that's part of it, though. Can I make the playoffs?
it boosts your bullpen because this guy doesn't depreciate your bullpen by getting yanked in the fourth inning.
Yeah, I think about it as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios at Spadoni at Chatsky. 1 hour to go here on the Morning Roast. We're talking Giants. What do you do with Justin Verlander, who got rocked around again on Friday? He's got a 5 ERA. Logan Webb, Robbie Ray also got hit around. Did they just run into a hot Blue Jays team? Or is this a sign of things to come going forward here before the trade deadline?
Is it worse that Verlander says he feels great and he doesn't really have any mechanical things? It just doesn't, the results aren't there. Well, is there any silver lining for you?
We're going to hear from Verlander here in a second. It's what Bob Melvin kind of sounded like after the game on Friday that kind of has my ears up.
It was more put away with two strikes. You know, typically he's got something to get a swing and miss, didn't get any strikeouts. Actually, he limited the damage for the amount of base runners he had there in you know, less than three innings, but a couple key hits off him and just really didn't have a put away pitch today.
That's the part for me. Actually, you know what? I was like, you better not tell me Bobby thought that was a good start. Actually, you know what?
There's some encouraging things we saw from him.
They were lucky to get out of the third inning without giving up runs, and the second inning should have been 5 or 6.
I mean, the fact that it ended up being 4-0 the final, it kind of felt like, man, you kind of, like, as we said, Tristan Beck and this guy Matt Gage, who I've never heard of. Like,
Matt Gage looked okay.
He looked, that's what I'm saying.
Could be like a lefty specialist.
He looked okay. Thank you. So, like,
he looked okay.
But Bob, come on. Like, come on. He really doesn't want to say, like, this guy's cooked. But
he's not going to. Bob's never going to say something that negative about his players publicly. Like, privately to Justin, he'll probably be a little bit more colored. But no, one thing I've learned about Bob this year is a player could have the worst game possible. And Bob's like, yeah, you know, he had some good at-bats out there. You know, we think he's coming around soon. Bob's always going to, he's the opposite of Joe Lacob. He's always going to sugarcoat it.
Number one need on this team right now.
Power and consistency at the plate.
Oh, okay, no, just give me a position.
Oh, well, jeez. Whatever Devers' position was supposed to be, which I guess is first base, but Dom Smith is fine there. But, like, I need a, like, I know I hear you with the position of need. I really just need whoever it's going to be with consistency at the plate. So I just haven't gotten that from any position. Is that a cop out?
Top of the order?
Yeah, a leadoff guy.
Yeah, then. A leadoff guy there I think would really help them.
Yes.
I think it would really help them.
And they tried all these different guys at leadoff.
So if I said to you, you could only get one leadoff guy or starting pitcher, what are you
leadoff
going?
Leadoff guy. I need everybody to lead off. Yes, I would love that.
Okay.
Like, if you were to tell me, can I get a Stephen Kwan instead of a Mitch Keller? Oh, my God.
Well,
I
would, too. I would, too, actually. I think the more and more. But, like,
those guys are hard to find.
Like, and those teams are
traded.
Yeah, yes. Those, like, you know what they're going to want? Ramos and Luciano. Correct. And somebody.
Well,
and
I'd do that. Ramos and Luciano for a Stephen Kwan?
I would, too.
That's in a heartbeat. Yeah. But I don't think, are they doing that? I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I mean, again, we're having these ifs and buts, candy nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas conversation. Takes two to tango. The Giants are just in a tricky spot, as Dave Fleming told us last segment. Like, I don't know if they have enough in the cupboard, as we're talking about all these guys that other teams are going
to
covet.
Which is why I keep coming back to, you might have to trade a Ramos to get something that you need. And I know it sucks. Like, they could be doing the old Moneyball thing. We think Luciano and Matos could give us something similar to what Ramos is giving us. And then we get a pitcher. And so the cumulative addition of those two outfielders and this starting pitcher gives us more production than what Ramos was doing individually. Like, that is something that they could be assessing currently.
Something we're still assessing currently is Rafi Devers and where Giants fans are out on him and the patience level when it comes to Rafael Devers.
He ripped one off the wall the other day.
And Dave sounded encouraged because he had some loud contact. But again, like, they got swept. So it's great. And same thing with Willie Adames. He had two home runs. It's like, awesome, great. He got swept. We're not going to talk about it as much, unfortunately.
The second one Adames hit was an absolute bullet.
It was. Steven in San Francisco mentioned something earlier when he called in, something we mentioned on the phone call yesterday. We haven't really touched on, but, you know, the Bay Area has had two major trades happen this year. Two different teams, two different sports. Jimmy Butler coming over here from the Miami Heat and Rafi Devers from the Boston Red Sox. I thought the Jimmy Butler thing had bust, like combustible, written all over it when it happened. And I was pleasantly surprised at how well it worked for the most part. I think a lot of people are still a little jaded, a little cynical of how it ended. You lost Stephen Curry. You weren't winning anything. Sorry, Warriors fans. I know you wanted to see playoff Jimmy. It didn't happen. I thought it was overall a positive, though, with the Jimmy Butler acquisition. Hell, they went from a play-in team all the way to the second round of the Western Conference. It's pretty freaking good, right? Conversely, Rafi Devers. It's been the opposite a little bit, right? Where you haven't really gotten a whole hell of a lot. He's batting 208. I get it's a different sport, but I thought I was going to get a lot more oomph from Rafi Devers than I'm getting right now. And I guess I'm wondering where you're at right now, Joe, because it was Adames. That was the guy we were talking about. And now he's kind of in the back of our minds because he's been batting a lot better. It's been a month now. He's raised his batting average from 190 to like 222. Could be like 230 by next week. Who knows? But I think he's been playing a lot better. And now he's no longer the highest paid player in the franchise. That's Rafi Devers. Where are you at, Joe, with Rafi Devers as we're looking towards the second stretch and we're still waiting for him to kind of break out?
I think comparing Jimmy Butler being added to Steve Kerr and to Steph Curry's team is just an unfair comparison for Devers. I get why we do it, and trust me, a lot of fans are doing that. This is not like for like for me. Rafi has underwhelmed. No other way around it. But I want to give the guy a little time. Like, can him and Adames just get on the same page for a week? Can him and Chapman both be hot at the same time for a week? It might not happen this year.
Well,
it hasn't been good, but I'm still holding out hope that this guy can, like, have a three-week stretch where he's red hot.
I guess why I'm asking that is, I think if you polled a lot of Warriors fans in this offseason, maybe a lot strong, but a good amount, they'd say, hey, if you could trade Jimmy Butler and try to get something else, would you do it? And a lot of people were like, yeah, I'd do it. Now, the team's not going to, so it's you know, it's a conversation that leads nowhere. But a lot of people are like, yeah, you know, I'd entertain trading him. Would you entertain trading Rafi Devers next week?
I would entertain anyone.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just, you owe it to yourself. I mean, yeah, of course. Like, look, if you could have Bobby Witt Jr., you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, sure.
That's what we're talking about. All right. I just think, in general, Warrior fans and the organization have an unbelievable sense of urgency because the sand is coming out of the hourglass on Steph Curry's career. And so that changes how, you know, pressurized everything feels. Whereas the Giants, you know, like, there's a longer runway. Like, they're looking at the Devers thing, like, with the zoomed out 5-year plan. I look at Jimmy Butler, I'm like, you got 2 seasons.
Right.
You got 2 seasons because father time isn't coming. I mean, we might only have 1 year. Who knows what you have with Steph and them? Like, cause it's all, like, inherent on Steph being Steph.
Right. 888-957-9570. We'll pick up this conversation up on the other side. But before we hit the break, do we got a this or that topic, gentlemen, in the back? Do we got something?
Yeah, we do. And today's this or that is actually a tie-in with another one of our fun segments because it involves our favorite subject, guys, Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, yes. Hit it. Give it to me. No, no, no.
Kuminga prices.
All-time drop.
Is there Emmys that are nominated just like drops so alone?
Emmys for drops? Yeah, I'm pretty
Marconi,
sure there is.
Emmys, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We need the drop one right there. It's all-time, Sam. Great.
Kuminga prices.
It's the Eagle for me.
No, it's the Jonathan Kuminga echo.
It's the explosion for me.
Who made that? No, Sam.
All by yourself?
Yes, all by myself. Carter, watch me do it. So anyway, the reason I bring it up is because we got a little update on Jonathan.
Boss, dog.
Wait, we did? We got an update on Jonathan Kuminga?
You are the grossest person ever.
Relax.
We got a Jonathan Kuminga update from our old friend Brett Siegel of Clutch Points. Say what you will about how accurate his stuff is. But he is reporting that Jonathan Kuminga's camp wants a deal in the $30 million a year plus range, and he doesn't want to be back with the Warriors. So the question is simple. This is something that Shasky came up with. Who is more delusional, Jonathan Kuminga for thinking that he can get $30 million a year, or Joe Shasky for thinking the Giants could still make the playoffs?
888-957-9570. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Delusion up next on 95.7 The Game. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I'm dealing from a position of very little strength currently, but I still think this team can make a playoff wildcard spot. I do.
All right.
It would require a lot of effort, another trade or two. Like currently, this is not the team that would make the playoffs. I'm going to tell them they need more. But I still like this team, and it sounds insane. I recognize that.
Well, I didn't call you delusional. That's what Sam Lubman called you as he teased this or that for today.
I think a lot of people think I'm delusional.
888-957-9570.
You know, like I expect like a clean restroom at work.
Well, I teased that earlier, and we're not even going to get to it. Just the powers that be. Please make it right when it comes to bathrooms and cleanliness and everything. And can people just be normal? That's just all I'm saying. I'm not asking a lot from adults in a workplace. Just don't miss, okay? If that's the case, sit down every single time, okay? Go sit down, all right? You got the open ready, Carter? This or that. Let's go to it. I mean, come on.
Lucas, the vice president of hate.
I'm not saying it was him. Oh, we get look at the little remix action. Okay, Carter. You know,
this is a world star premiere.
This is a Cotton 4K, right? Yeah.
Light up the phone lines. Call 957-9570 right now. Because it's time for this or that.
This or you can get with that. Or you can get with this or you can get with this.
This is a certified hood question.
Thank you. And right. This one is.
All right, give me the two options and I'll answer.
All right, well, this is from the Brain Trust in the back, Sam Lubman and Carter, as they do each
brain
and every day.
Is a loose term.
Oh, no, it's a big, it's big brain.
Well, I mean,
thinking.
Considering that yeah. Shasky is the one who actually came up with this on the show call last night.
Oh, last year. Wow.
Well, yeah, last night, too. It's the gift that keeps on giving. But, yeah, the question is simple. So Jonathan Kuminga, according to Brett Siegel of Clutch Points, wants $30 million a year in his next deal, whereas Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky, he of the Rational Take, thinks the Giants could still make the playoffs. Who is more delusional?
damn, son, where'd you find this?
I mean, it's Jonathan Kuminga. The market's already spoken. Jonathan, I love you, buddy.
It'd be so funny if you picked yourself.
You're so delusional. You're not getting $30 million anywhere. Like, what? Dude, read the room. Read the room.
Talking about reading the room. Read the room on the Giants offense. It's cooked. The Giants are cooked. Verlander's cooked right now. All right. Robbie Ray and Logan Webb might not be cooked, but they might as well have been poutine over the weekend.
Who
in Canada
can afford Jonathan Kuminga's $30 million a year salary? Who? The league has spoken.
Well, they can afford it. They just don't want to do it.
Exactly. The league has spoken. It's like I say, Joe Shasky wants a mansion in Malibu. It's like, yeah, okay. If the price points have spoken, you do not have the money to do that.
More delusional, Shasky thinking the Giants can still make the playoffs, or Jonathan Kuminga wanting $30 million a year. 888-957-9570. This or that.
Jonathan Kuminga, if you can hear me.
Jonathan Kuminga.
No. I want to get serious. Jonathan, if you can hear me. I'm like a consigliere, all right?
Hold on. You want to get serious and now you're going mafia.
No, I just want to sit down. Warriors, sit down. Very few times in sports do I think that even when you're at an impasse and it feels like years of baggage has led to an obvious divorce that will happen at some point. This is one of the few times in sports. The Warriors and Jonathan, they both need each other and they need to kiss and make up. All right? Whatever money that he feels that he is worth or deserves, or whatever status he thinks comes with an extra $5 or $10 million a year, I would just say, Jonathan, on this team, you're never going to be able to get that kind of money. But look around. Do you want to play on the Wizards? Do you really? Do you really care about making the most possible money right now? Because if you sign a deal for, let's just say, $20 million over 5 years. You've already made $25 million in your career. Let's say it's $25 over five.
You're saying, wait, $20 per year?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Over five. Now you're making $100. You have made $125 million. By the age 27, and then you can get another big deal. And if you bank on yourself and you think you're that good, dude, you will be making money for the rest of your life. $125 million by the age of 27?
It's called belief in yourself.
No, but Joe, how does his life, I'm dead serious, this whole get the bag culture, we've lost the plot. How does an extra $20 million, when you have $125 million, how does that $25 million truly change your life? Like Jordan Poole right now, if I would have said to him, hey, Jordan, if you could be on a winning team and make $5 or $6 million less per year, and so the totality of what you will earn over the life of that deal is $20 to $25 million, how is your life, your day-to-day life, how is it any dramatically different?
Well, Jordan Poole did sign on a winning team, a team that just won a championship.
No, I'm just saying, if he could be in a winning situation and still make a lot of money, how is your life any different? Like, I'm dead serious. This thing about get the bag, you gotta squeeze everything. And Devontae Smith said it best, and everybody just doesn't listen. Devontae Smith said, if I cannot make it work with $100 million, I have bigger issues in my life. Simultaneously, if I view my own athletic career so flimsy that I can't get another deal after this one, what am I doing? I do this. I'm making more money than I ever would have envisioned as a kid playing sports. I get there are Juan Soto types who want to make billions of dollars and squeeze everyone for every last penny. Well, then you'll end up like Kevin Durant. You're going to end up chasing happiness for the rest of your career, and you're going to be unfulfilled professionally. This culture that we have created where you have to squeeze everybody for every last drop, it's making a bunch of people unhappy. And I'm telling you, this is the rare time in the NBA and in sports in general where both parties need to just kiss, make up, and move on. And they need to realize the Warriors need Jonathan Kuminga. Jonathan needs the Warriors, and they're better off together. I know it's not a perfect marriage. It's going to be clunky. It's not going to be great. He's going to want a bigger role. They're going to want him to do some things that he's not great at, like passing the rock, moving without the ball, defense, rebounding. The two parties need each other. Somebody get to both of them. Sit them down and say, I need you to make amends. Let's kiss. Let's make up. Let's move on. And let's realize we're better off together than we are apart.
I thought that last part was well said, because I agree. I think they should kiss and make up. How does that happen? Will it happen? I'm not sure. We've seen it in the past when it comes to two parties that have been at odds. You mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo on the show call yesterday. Kyle Shanahan, 2021 season. It's happened. Ended in the...
Pablo Sandoval's the reverse.
Sandoval. There you go.
Ticked off at the Giants.
Yeah.
He was upset. He didn't get the money he was worth. He went to Boston and immediately regretted it.
Came back, and it was fun. It was great. There was also some weight problems in Boston. Didn't work out there for the own Boston fan base, what have you. With Jonathan Kuminga, it's very difficult. And I hear you when people like to say, bring it up, like people are tired of this conversation when it comes to the money. Listen, I think Jonathan Kuminga is too. I think Steve Kerr, I think Joe Lacob, I think Mike Dunleavy, I think everyone's tired of this entire conversation about the money, about the playing time, about all of it. They would like it to go away. But circumstances have happened in the offseason and with this CBA that have made things very difficult. And I don't think we foresaw this. I don't think the Warriors foresaw this. I don't know if the league even foresaw this. Champ Sharani didn't foresee it. Who do we have on
line? Hey, follow 95.7 The Game on X to catch the...
What?
Thank you, Steiny, chiming in on that. Follow 95.7 The Game on X. We got to do that going forward. By the way, we have a film on Mike impression of one Matt Steinmetz that happened last week that we need to get to. It's one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life. But I say all that to say in regards to Jonathan Kuminga, like, it is tiring, but he's not gonna just give in because we want him to give in these contract talks. Both sides want to win, and they're gonna be dug in until it happens. I don't know what else to tell you.
Now, look, there's a different conversation of like, if Jonathan feels a certain way where he can never get over it, I get his point of view. All right. I do get his point of view. What I'm saying is the market has spoken. He's not getting $30 million a year. The market has spoken. No one views him nor will prioritize him at that price point. Does he still want to make a lot of money? Okay, well, you're probably going to have to do something with the Warriors, whether that be a sign and trade or just stay with them, right? And, like, it might not be the greatest thing for him in the short term. But long term, I'm telling you, dude, when you chase the money and you're trying to trace this all this stuff, it doesn't always lead to happiness. And I'm telling you, man, I've seen it in real life. I see it in sports all the time.
So you think that Jonathan Kuminga, as we're talking this or that, we can kind of compromise. Move past this or that here. It was the delusion level of one Jonathan Kuminga compared to Joe Shasky. Shasky's saying he still thinks the Giants can make the playoffs, which I don't think is delusional, really. When you take a step back, they're just 2.5 games back of a wild card spot. It's not that delusional that they make the playoffs. Now, if you had said, I still think they can win the National League and win the World Series, yeah, I think that's a little delusional at this point. But making the playoffs? Nah, I don't think so at all. Jonathan Kuminga wanting $30 million a year. It's pretty insane. But he thinks that's what he's worth, or his camp thinks that's what he's worth. Again, I know, you're scoffing at it. At one point in time, maybe a team like a couple years ago spends that because they had to spend it. Now, the frugality of the league has kind of told you, I'm not going to spend on a Josh Giddey or a Jonathan Kuminga or a middle tier to slightly below middle tier kind of a player. They're just not going to. So we'll get an update there on the poll. Do we have an update already, Sam, when it comes to this conversation?
We do have an update on the poll. Again, the question is, who's more delusional? Jonathan Kuminga thinking he can get $30 million. Of course, this coming from Brett Siegel, so not even sure if this is true or not.
Clutch point.
Exactly. That's why I doubt it. Or is it Joe Shasky for thinking that the Giants can make the playoffs? And the poll, that's right, that's why you went to me. It's my first day back. I'm trying to remember how to do this
Sam,
job.
You're fine. You're good.
Jonathan Kuminga is in the lead 67% to 33%. You see, Shasky, you're not delusional.
There you go.
According to a few people on YouTube.
JK. Actually, it's way more than I thought. 33%? That's a lot more than I thought it was going to be. I thought it would be like 20. Yeah.
My answer is I'm going with JK. If it is true that he wants $30 million, it's just you were never going to get that last year from this team.
Do you believe that real quick? Come on.
I mean, not really. But
chance he thinks he's getting $30 million a year.
No, I mean, if that's what he wants, he's crazy. He's delusional to think that, and I do agree with Shasky. I do think the Giants have some playoff credibility left in them, and they absolutely can. They have a better chance of seizing their playoff credibility than Jonathan Kuminga ever has of getting a $30 million paycheck.
I don't believe in that, the whole narrative, because now it paints Jonathan Kuminga as this guy that truly is delusional. I don't think he's that delusional. There's part of all of this where you want to have belief in yourself, and I think he does, and he's the comments have shown that. But $30 million a year going forward, no.
It's inarguable, though, in this league. You know, fair or not, the average person who watches this league says, oh my God, the amount of status that these guys, like, the money creates status in the NBA. It's inarguable. And it has, like, it is taken over. Like, Dame going back to Portland?
Oh, yeah, what'd you make of that?
It's just bizarre. Well, where? Like, well, because they could offer you the most amount of money. Do you want to win? Does he not want to win? I don't
know. His family lives there in the off season. And
he could just be happy there. Like that. I think that's what it is.
But
why did he leave there?
Well, he got traded.
FYI, guys, too.
He demanded to get traded.
FYI, guys, too. Chris Paul signed with the Clippers during the show about an hour ago.
You want to speak about a guy who's always had to get money at every single turn?
What a reunion there. CP3 with Kawhi Leonard and James Harden.
This whole offseason has been about
a great first round exit.
Not only am I getting bought out, but where can I go on a multi-year deal to make more money?
Well, speaking of buyouts,
I'm not knocking these guys. It's just, come on.
Another buyout over the weekend. Marcus Smart going to the Lakers. Was that 2 years?
Everyone's going to the Lakers.
There you go. Nah, they've been a little more frugal than I thought they were going to be this offseason.
It's kind of interesting. I love the way Steiny sometimes does the comparison as far as, Alexander Walker with the Hawks, he got $60 million just about for 4 years, meaning it's about $15 million a year. So we're saying Jonathan Kuminga is two times better than N'Keal Alexander Walker. I don't see that.
No, I don't. But just like I don't see, like, Jordan Poole as being three times or four times better than JK currently, even as bad as he's been the last couple of years. But I don't think that I truly believe the max slotting of all these guys has actually just ruined the league. It's the egos and everything and how we do the evaluations. It's all out of whack.
We're out of whack with everything right now. We just saw Chet Holmgren get that much money, and I still have concerns. Like, how much did he get? $200+ million, Chet Holmgren? I have still concerns about his wear and tear going forward. It scared the hell out of me.
There's the haves.
How many months did he miss? Well, he missed the Warriors game. He got hurt, the groin or whatever,
he laid on his butt.
His butt, butt. That's what it was.
He hurt his tailbone of
some
sort.
Coccyx or something. Yeah. I don't know. He was out for months. Like,
he's a good player, though.
He's a good player.
But is he, like, three times, four times what Kuminga is currently?
No, I don't think so.
No. But that's not how you do the evaluation.
Correct. You're projecting all of this stuff. And is this contract going to look good a couple years from now? And with Jonathan Kuminga, I don't know what he is. And that's why it's just such a tricky thing to discuss, because no one knows what it is. But having said that, if you don't know what he is, then I can't risk all that money going forward. At least at Jordan Poole, when they did sign him, he was a piece of a championship team, an important piece. Now, was he the best player? No. Was he the second best player? No. Was he the third best player? No. He was got the fourth, fifth, sixth player, probably. But you know what? Coming off that, the vibes were great, and then they weren't great. And then it turned into an awful contract, and the guy's confidence was gone like that, which it just shows the tricky nature of some of these contracts, Joe. When you give a young player that much money, it does mess with the confidence, something like that. Now, I mean, something like that is like a rarity, like a player getting punched by a teammate. Like, the whole thing was so unique, and the circumstances around it were so unique that it's kind of hard for me to compare what Jonathan Kuminga is going through right now. But even Jordan Poole was a lot like more of a polished player at that point when he got his player than when Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know what JK is. I don't know. I just don't. And I know, like, when we want to keep talking about it and going back and forth and back and forth, JK, I don't know.
Well, it's like when you're...
I don't know.
Okay, if you're selling a car, a used car, like, nobody's paying what he wants for his car. That's the equivalent right now. He thinks he's worth a certain amount, and the league's like, yeah, we don't think you're worth that. Or, not only do we not think you're worth that, the price tag that the Warriors want in exchange for you at that number is too steep.
Like, Who's at a more of an advantage when it comes to their negotiations right now? Is it Juwan Jennings with the Niners as he's trying to get paid more and getting a bump as veterans report to training camp and on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Juwan. There's way more wiggle room. It's the NFL. We can kind of move the money around
a
little.
It's not even close to you?
Well, yep. Because of the NBA, the way the numbers are set, you right. can only do so much. In the NFL, I can finagle your guaranteed money over a 3-year period to let it hit my books in a different way. There's just more wiggle room in the NFL.
And we kind of touched on this last week, but it's just interesting to talk about the cross-board analogies. And that's why it makes it a little more different because, you know, a wide receiver 2 or 3, or in this case, he thinks he's a 1, is not going to be the same as if Jonathan Kuminga is playing 25 to 30 minutes in a playoff series, you know, for the Golden State Warriors. It's a lot different. Like, his imprint on a game, game in and game out basis is going to be a lot more, you know, different than what Juwan Jennings is going to do every single game. Now, that being said, there's 17 games now, so and Juwan Jennings was a difference maker in how many of the wins they had last year? A couple of them, or what could have been wins. Obviously, you go to that Rams game when he had, what, 3 touchdowns, like 200 yards. He's incredible. He's incredible. But I'm with you when it comes to Juwan Jennings just getting paid. There's a lot more wiggle room to, hey, here's a couple more million-dollar bump. 2-year extension. Here you go. It's great. Do you think that's going to get done, by the way, the next couple days? You think this is going to bleed into training camp?
Jennings?
Yeah.
I would assume they'll get something done.
I can't wait for football to come back, by the way. I'm so excited. I need some football in my life. I'm smelling it, like the smelling salts. Like, we should maybe get those in here. We'll take one every single day when it comes to training camp. Some smelling salts, Joe, when it comes to training camp talk. I'm feeling it, man. I'm feeling it. I think this Niners team is going to surprise some people next year.
Have you been watching any of the quarterback doc?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, here and there. Joe Burrow, kind of an interesting character.
He's very interesting. But there's a Ja'Marr Chase aspect to it, too, because they were all hanging out. And
yeah.
The families were hanging out. And I just think about what Ja'Marr Chase did, betting on himself.
Yeah.
And I understand the risk, especially in football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Anytime you step on the field, it could be your last. It could be your Brandon Ayuk moment.
Yeah.
And that was a ball. It's a tough play. People blaming Brock Purdy. It's just a tough throw. He thrown it into traffic. He led him into an injury. It's an accident. No one's trying to get anyone hurt. Stuff happens. Any play could be your last play. Ja'Marr Chase went out there and played on a tag, a number that he was uncomfortable with. He wanted to get big money and had one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. And, you know, it's easy for him to do that because he got first round money and he didn't have like a seventh round deal where he didn't have a lot of guarantees. Like, he's been a very high profile player since his days going back to LSU. So I'm not saying that that is the template for every and all athletes. That's not. But there is a respectability that I have for someone like Ja'Marr Chase doing that and coming in and like, hey, I understand the risk, but I also think I'm this so good that I'm going to be able to double down on myself and show you how freaking awesome I am. And then I'm going to come out on the other end and cash all that money. And he was basically saying, like, if I'm who I think I am, this is not my last contract. And I, there's a level of hubris that I actually hella respect.
No,
I
respect it too, but again, we'd all be crushing him had he gotten hurt and be like, damn, I mean, he shouldn't have played on it. That's why I kind of like, again, we talk about the Brandon Ayuk situation and all this, and I commend guys like Brandon Ayuk that want to get paid and have that security because it could be gone like that. Brandon Ayuk could not play football again and be like a serviceable football player going forward. That's a possibility. Now, I hope it doesn't happen, and I hope his rehab goes well, and I hope he's there at the start of the season or at least a couple weeks into the season. I want him to produce again because I would hate for that to happen to him as that player, because mentally, you're always going to be thinking, what if, right? And that sucks. But at least he'll have the money going forward. But when it comes to guys like Jonathan Kuminga, right, Juwan Jennings, they want to capitalize now, especially in football. It is so much different. Because you could just, as you said, get crushed right in the middle. You can get a head injury, and you're done. You're cooked. It's over. And I think if Juwan Jennings is looking at what happened to Brandon Ayuk last year, he's got an up-close personal view of it. Probably scared him a little bit, too. And him to take on the rest of that season, him being the number one, Debo not really stepping up the way he did. And by the way, is there any... You feeling some type of way about the depth of this team and moving off Debo? And I get it. I get it, moving off Debo and everything. Maybe it was just time to turn the page. Are you feeling any type of way of like maybe we shouldn't have moved off Debo Samuel because of the depth? No, none at all? No. Okay.
Less is more right now with the Niners. Right. And I told you, I'm out on all Debo wide receivers currently when it comes to this team, this coach, this kind of era that we're moving into.
Is Juwan Jennings turning into a diva with this holdout?
I mean, we'll see how this thing plays itself out.
Okay.
You know, like, he's a great example of someone like, okay, he's got his three full seasons in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It means he has his pension, right? Yeah. And, like, you know how many professions don't get pensions? Is he risking? Of course he's risking a lot of things. Any snap could be his last snap.
Is that what it is? What it is it?
Three credited full seasons.
In the NFL it is.
Mm-hmm. And then at 55 years old, you get your pension for the rest of your life.
In NBA, it's 10 seasons?
I don't know what the NBA is. Okay. I just know the NFL is a little different, right?
Okay, continue.
But they fought for this for years, right? The guys that fought for this prior, put this in place. And they have certain injury settlements based on what kind of injury you sustain and when you sustain it and how many years you've been in the league. Where they have offset language based on, you know, what the payouts are. And again, your career is only this big in the NFL.
Got it. So in the NBA, it's also 3 years, excuse me. But if you get to 10 plus years, you reach $215,000 annually going forward after hitting the 62, I think, is what it is. So continue.
It's pretty good.
No, I mean, it's great.
Pretty good.
Are you kidding me?
It's pretty good.
I'm Tony Snell, and I'm chilling for 10 years and putting up 000s. All due respect to Tony Snell. Yeah, that's awesome. And it's about taking care of, you know, your family going forward after. That's
course,
really what it is.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Are you excited about football? A couple days, Joey?
I'm excited.
You pumped up? Are you feeling it? Yeah. Do you feel it?
But again, like, I think about someone like D'Amino Lenore, who's a fifth round pick, who's made no money. Absolutely no money. And he's going out there playing a position where he lowers his head on a running back. He can be done.
Yeah, it can be cooked.
For whatever, right? You're running around, you pop your Achilles, and you're never the same, and you're cooked.
God.
He went out there, he had a monster season. The middle of the monster season, he signed a big fat extension. I would tell Juwan Jennings, like, if I was in his camp, like, I understand, like, don't get on the field. Dude, go out and do what you've done the last couple of training camps. Dominate. And everyone's going to realize how important you are to the team with no Brandon Ayuk, with no Debo Samuel even on the team anymore.
And
with
Ricky
Ricky Pearsall, who's going to start. Maybe he gets activated at some point. Go out there and dominate. And I'm sure they'll look at the film every single day, and they'll be on the field every single day going, God, this guy's our best player, because he was last year in camp. Yep. He was your best player in camp. So, and they'll reward you. Like the Niners, if one thing has proven to me, they reward guys who dominate. They do. They have a track record of it. They'll do right by him. I have zero qualms with them being able to get something done with him.
And you mentioned the 49ers announcing their PUP list, the physically unable to perform right now, with Yetur Gross-Matos, defensive lineman. Offensive lineman Andre Dillard, obviously Brandon Ayuk was going to be on there. You got Ricky Pearsall on there, Malik Mustafa, or as Baldy likes to call him, Mustafa, and linebacker Curtis Robinson. I always just like how he pronounced Malik Mustafa. So, yeah, Ricky Pearsall's the one, man. That's the one for me that I keep looking back on, like, God, can he just get on the field? Like, he did show in some spots last year where he can be, like, a pretty good, like, slot player for me. I don't know what he's going to be long-term as, like, a one or a two. I mean, you draft the guy in the first round, you want him to be at least, like, a two going forward. But that's the only thing that concerns me right now, because the vibes, I think, are going to be pretty good for the 49ers heading into this next season. Obviously, the veterans reporting on Wednesday, Joe. But of all the concerns I have right now, it is the wide receiver depth. Like, how could you not have the concerns with Juwan Jennings, Ayuk, Pearsall? I mean, you drafted Jordan Watkins, you got Jacob Cowing. I know you have the greatest tight end in the league right now in George Kittle. You have him, so that helps. But outside of that, it's very thin. And that's the only thing that I'm truly concerned about right now. You mentioned Yamir Lenore. There's going to be a lot of weight on his shoulders going forward. No more Charvarius Ward. How's the secondary going to look? Obviously, you moved off of Dre Greenlaw in the linebacking core. You move off of Talano Hufanga, safety. Very curious to see how the secondary and then the wide receiver core. I think those are the two biggest question marks as we're taking, you know, kind of a temperature of this offseason going forward here.
The defense will be a work in progress. I bet you they're a better defense by December than they are in September.
Okay.
Because you got a lot of young players playing, and those young guys need reps, and they need continuity in the system. I think about, like, the 2019 team, and they started off slow in terms of their offensive production, and by the end of the year, they were a completely different offense. I think the same thing will happen this year. They're going to be run, pack it in, and I think as the year goes on, you're going to see growth from certain players. I come back to the same thing. You could talk about wide receiver depth all you want. They were four deep last year. Jennings was your four, your three at minimum, four maybe even, depending on how you viewed Ricky Pearsall heading in to the year. And they had Ayuk and Deebo. What did that do for them?
Yeah.
You know why they lost games last year? Because they couldn't protect up front. They couldn't run the ball, and they had nobody to check down to. And they couldn't stop a nosebleed on defense.
Well, they couldn't stop Geno Smith scrambling.
Now, was there an argument about separation from wide receivers at times? Sure. If CMC comes back and they're able to check the ball down on some play action, and they're able to, like, actually just stop someone on defense situationally, I think they're going to be just fine. They'll figure it out on offense. In terms of wide receivers, they'll be just fine.
Just fine. Is that good enough to make a playoffs in the NFC? Just fine.
Man, they were awful last year, and they were alive, you know, come December.
And now they're playing that Lions team where it's just like, oh my God, this feels like a playoff game, right? I mean, the defenses didn't, but the offenses certainly did, right?
Dan Campbell says in the quarterback that we're going to have to win this one on offense. It was so refreshing.
Right? I love Dan Campbell.
I do too. The more I watch that, the more I really, really like him. And it's just...
I love those docs too, because you come away from, like, having respect with certain types of people that you didn't, like, go into it. Now, I mean, Dan Campbell, we always see all, like, the different motivational stuff he has. He just wears his heart on his sleeve. He's a lot of emotions. He's not afraid to cry in the presser and stuff like that. But for sure, the winner of the doc for me, honestly, is just like a dude you want to hang out with. You said it in the chat. I was like, Jared Goff, just a normal dude.
Normal guy.
Just a normal guy. I just want to hang out with him.
I actually really
with.
Like him.
Me too.
I really like him. The more and more I watch him, I just...
Does he feel like a Bay Area guy? Just like chilling?
He's just chill. Yeah. He's just super chill. We could argue about how good he is. I think he's a good player. Not a great player, but a really good player. And when you have the right offensive line in front of him, like, he's a stud.
You think he's lived up to the number one overall pick? I mean, he's played in Super Bowl.
You know how many, like, number one picks would die to have his career?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, right now, if Trevor Lawrence, if I told him, hey, you're going to have the career that Jared Goff has, he'd sign up for that yesterday. Would he not?
That's a good point. I it's just funny the way, because as you say that, it makes sense, but I feel like we don't view him like we view number one overall picks, right? I think we view a lot of people say, like, kind of underwhelming. I don't trust him. I laugh about, oh, Jared Goff's going to be Patrick Mahomes, or he's going to be so-and-so. I was like, yeah, well, but dude, like, you're comparing him to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So yeah, he's going to come up short there. When you compare Jared Goff to the other great quarterbacks in the NFL, no, I think he holds his own. Look at the numbers. Look at what he's accomplished in his career. The fact that he took the Detroit Lions to the brink of the Super Bowl in my lifetime, that's a massive achievement in and of itself, right?
Bryce Young would die to have his career.
Yes.
Right now. I'm talking about right now.
Absolutely.
So, not everyone's going first ballot Hall of Fame.
Well, the fact that he came from Cal, too, who hasn't done anything in their football program.
What was it, Mariota, second pick?
Not in that draft. I think it was Carson Wentz.
Was it Wentz?
Yes, it was Wentz and Goff.
Wentz would die to have Jared Goff's career right now, currently.
Absolutely.
You know,
and it looked like it was going to change early on. Remember that. Wentz was the guy that's like, oh, wow, he's flashing more than Jared Goff. And because Jared Goff was at that dumpster fire year with Jeff Fisher, right? Before they moved to L.A., it was like, oh, I don't know. Then Sean McVay unlocked everything with him. You know, it's crazy how things work out.
I mean, Trey Lance would die to have the Jared Goff career.
He would. Absolutely.
Or any career.
He'd also die to have Fast Five, Carter. Am I right?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
How did I not put the two and two together as, you know, the CEO that stepped down over the weekend from Astronomer? He got caught with his HR lady in the affair. How did I not put the Tiger Woods comparison in there, too? Talking about the all-time caught in 4K moments. My wife went through my phone. I mean, how do we not have those sound on my board, by the way? We need more of that.
Hey, I need you to do something.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Wait, Sam, you were out all that week when we got into that, weren't you?
Yeah, no, we laughed about it on Saturday, though.
Okay, you did? All right, you and Dan Devone.
All right.
I got a final thought.
What is it?
There are movies that you forget about, and then you watch, and you go, I can watch this over and over and over and over and over again and not get tired of it.
The rewatchables?
I watched There Will Be Blood last night.
Oh, yeah.
It is such a great movie. Now, obviously, Daniel Day-Lewis, I know. The other guy...
Paul Dano.
...is amazing.
Yeah. And well, he plays, twins, right?
Well, he plays two characters, yeah. The one who sells the...
But they're twins in the movie, but he's the...
Yes. All of the actors were excellent in it. I mean, just incredible. The soundtrack... hit perfectly in terms of the way they did the score. It's like a timepiece, and I know it's like loosely based off of somebody. It is such a great movie. It's incredible. I don't know how many people haven't seen it in like 15 years, 20 years. I think it came out in like 06?
07.
07. Okay, there you go.
Freshman in high school.
It's such a banger. What a great movie.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Just a great movie.
Based on the 1927 novel Oil! By Upton Sinclair. The more you know.
It's just a great movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis is the GOAT, right? If we're doing like Tom Brady's the GOAT, like in our generation, Daniel Day-Lewis, when it comes to like the hardware, the Oscars, him.
Yeah, I just don't think he's done enough.
Tom Hanks.
He's done enough?
No, I'm saying like he really is selective with his roles. Like I can make an argument. Leonardo DiCaprio's been in some bangers.
He has.
And I'm not trying to hate. Look, Daniel Day-Lewis is a better individual actor. But what I'm saying is when you look at catalogs, like Leonardo's been in some duds, but Daniel Day-Lewis is very selective with what he chooses.
I think even when they're in duds, the fact that they're the best, like, of those roles, like, I thought, like, Great Gatsby was a dud, the remake of it, but I thought Leonardo DiCaprio played a Great Gatsby, hence the name, right? So, there you go. I didn't even mean to do that. Sam,
like, The Revenant, he won all these awards for it. I don't even think that's a top five movie
for me. That wasn't his best movie. I think
for him.
Wolf of Wall Street was better. I thought The Aviator, where he played Howard Hughes, is really slept on.
His Revenant Oscar, I thought, was just like, you've been screwed out of so many Oscars in your career. I mean, he's had some. One of the best ones was, what's the one I'm totally... Blood Diamond.
Yeah.
He was great in that one.
What was the island one? The beach?
Oh, Shutter Island?
No, the beach. Well, Shutter Island's good, but the beach, where he's going back and forth, he has... I don't think of it.
No, wasn't Blood Diamond you're thinking of then?
No. There's one like called The Beach where he's in like a tropical area. Oh. It's good.
But anyway, yeah, he got America. He was behind Forest Whitaker for Last King of Scotland. Another great one.
It is called The Beach.
It's The Beach.
Deception, another great one.
Super Deception. Yeah.
Titanic. He was really good in that too. Say what you want the movie, but he was really good.
Oh no, Titanic is classic. It's an all timer.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? That's one of his like breakout roles.
Well, Growing Pains is his breakout role for me.
This stuff is poison. Remember that? Yeah. It's getting rid of the alcohol.
Growing Pains. We've added a character.
This stuff. Me and my brother still make fun of It sounds horrible, but when we're out drinking together, it's like an inside joke because we were out like watching it like at 2 in the morning. We had jet lag, and I was like in 6th or 7th grade, and we were watching Growing Pains in New York in a loft because we couldn't sleep.
Mike Seaver.
Yep.
Waterbed.
There you go.
Above the garage.
What was the dad's name? Tom? That's the pitcher.
I don't know. He was a shrink. He was the first work-from-home guy.
Right?
He was.
He was the work-from-home guy.
Come sit on the couch.
Hey, Chris Hansen, take a seat over there. Sam Lubin, take a seat. What you got?
My fault thought is, I don't know if this was brought up last week, but I wasn't here, so I got to give the shout-out. Klay Thompson, man.
Oh,
my
yeah.
guy. He's still scoring. Hanging out with Dayton Megan Thee Stallion now, showing up in her Instagram videos. Just, man, as Bonte Hill once said.
Oh. Carter, come on. It's been like 4 or 5.
Same old Klay to me.
Same old Carter to me.
There we go. Shout out to you, Klay Thompson. I'm glad to see you're still doing well for yourself.
Is Meg Thee Stallion in your like top seed? Is she a top seed for you in your bracket?
I mean, yeah, you name brackets after Megan Thee Stallion.
You got Carter.
You try to be weird, you're going to fail every time, Shasky.
I'm not weird.
Now you are.
All right, honestly, we got to get into something because I've been laughing about it all weekend. I'm playing for you Phil Mo Mike's call from Friday. Oh, this is just so good.
This is such an exciting, bro. You're going to have to work on your little advertisement with new vodka.
Why?
Oh, boy.
You do not sound happy, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, I love it. It's great, Mark. Very cool. I just take a little bit here. I had the party, and we had a good old time. You going to have to work on that, my brother. You don't sound new. You sound old.
Oh, my God. You are on your
I couldn't tell you, but you can. That's the beauty of Mike.
Bruh, I was listening like, he was not maybe one. You got Mark. Yeah, man, how you feeling? Yeah, Mark, you know. It's...
Okay, all right. Hey, listen to me.
Emily Vodka.
I needed this on Goo Appreciation Day.
Oh, that was... And you know what? That's what's coming up next. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. It reminds me of Chappelle's white guy voice, Chuck Taylor. Film of Mike doing his best impression of that. Steiny and Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games.
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.